Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here's a recap of our stories from January 16th through the 22nd. The Blasguy Boylston Snowmobile Club, known as the Gateway to Tug Hill, is making preparations for another snowy year. Club Board of Directors member Paul Holliday said they are off to a little bit of a slow start, referring to the recent lack of heavy snowfall, but said they are seeing a lot of membership growth within the club, including a resurgence of interest in the sport. Holliday said they have done a tremendous amount of maintenance on their trail systems this year so far, including filling in wet spots and cutting brush. Recent long-term forecasts indicate a return to a more typical winter pattern, and when the big snowfalls arrive and the white gold piles up, the Blasguy Boylston Snowmobile Club will be ready to groom their trails and enjoy one of winter's most exciting activities. Mayor Billy Barlow announced the City of Oswego Police Department has been accepted to participate in the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies program, or CALEA. The accreditation process will help the Oswego Police Department to build on current policies and procedures by using the best up-to-date practices. Currently, there are only 11 agencies in New York State that are CALEA accredited. The process can take up to 3 years. The department is currently accredited by the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services. The department began the process on January 1, 2021, and will be updating or creating multiple internal policies and procedures to abide by the approximately 181 standards set forth in the certification process. As part of the process, all policies and procedures will be made available to the public via the police department website as they are employed. The return of in-person instruction and social-emotional learning, called SEL, were main topics discussed during the Oswego City School District Board of Education meeting on January 19th. The meeting began with community comments read out loud during the public session, several residents addressing the future return of students at school. Parents and caregivers expressed concern about the social, emotional, and educational harm extended remote learning is having on the students. Superintendent Dr. Mathis Calvin III addressed residents' apprehension, including conversations circulating around Oswego for reasons as to why in-person instruction has not been reestablished yet. Calvin reiterated the district's continued work in bringing students back, pointing out the complexities every district is dealing with concerning COVID-19. The superintendent said information regarding reopening plans will be sent out shortly, illustrating reinstatement strategies for public awareness. A slide presentation about social-emotional learning, or SEL, was also given by Director of Student Services Dr. Robert Duffy during the meeting. Duffy explained the increased need for emotional support during the COVID-19 crisis, especially with extended remote learning and diminished social interaction, also adding that the SEL support team is working diligently to meet all the needs of students during this crucial time. January 2021 marks the 17th National Stalking Awareness Month, or NSAM. An annual call to action to recognize and respond to the serious crime of stalking. The Stalking Prevention Awareness and Resource Center, also known as SPARC, S-P-A-R-C, defines stalking as a pattern of behavior directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to feel fear. Some of these behaviors include unwanted contact via phone calls, text messages, and social media, as well as unwanted gifts, showing up unannounced or approaching an individual's family or friends, monitoring, surveillance, property damage, and threat. This year, SPARC is asking individuals to learn, teach, share, and reflect on stalking in their own communities in an effort to combat harmful stereotypes surrounding stalking through education. Victims and survivors of stalking are strongly encouraged to document the incidents, regardless of how insignificant they may seem. Keep a record of every interaction, whether it's in-person intimidation or cyber intimidation, and save text messages, emails, and other messages when possible. If you or someone you know is a victim or survivor of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual violence, or stalking, please call OCO's Crisis Hotline at 315-342-1600. The hotline is available 24 hours a day and is free and confidential. Following the inauguration of the nation's 46th president, Joe Biden, local elected officials released statements concerning their thoughts on the incoming president. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow said, "Today we see the very best of America with the peaceful transition of power. And I, of course, wish President Biden the best of luck and wish for the good of the entire country. And I hope he is successful." New York State Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley said, "I would like to congratulate and extend best wishes to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on today's inauguration and the beginning of their administration. As the 46th president enters the White House, I hope his tenure is defined by collaboration, achievement, and success." U.S. Representative Anthony Brindisi said, "Today's inauguration is a testament to our system of government. The peaceful transition of power is a hallmark of our republic. We're all Americans first and should celebrate a renewed faith in our democracy. With President Biden and Vice President Harris sworn in, our country can try to begin to heal." To read more comments from state and local officials, please visit our website. Oswego County Legislature Chairman James Weatherup and Public Health Director Jian Cheng Huang recently discussed the availability of the COVID-19 vaccine locally and related vaccination clinics. Weatherup was happy to report that the County Health Department finally received enough vaccine to hold its first large-scale COVID-19 vaccination clinic. The Oswego County Health Department was joined by staff from other county health departments, volunteers, the Fulton Fire Department, and the Fulton School District, who all worked together to coordinate the clinic and get senior citizens, first responders, frontline healthcare workers, and teachers vaccinated. The health department vaccinated 961 people at the G. Ray Bodley High School in Fulton. Weatherup congratulated Huang for his team and their outstanding work. Over the last 2 weeks, the Oswego County Health Department has vaccinated over 1,400 people. Huang said supplies of the COVID-19 vaccine continue to be the county's biggest challenge, asking residents to continue being patient. The Oswego City School District announced its preliminary plans for middle school and high school students to return in person this winter. In a letter sent to families, OCSD Superintendent Dr. Mathis Kelvin III updated the community by emphasizing the plans for the Oswego High School and Oswego Middle School students to return in person, ideally in the next 30 to 45 days. Both schools have been fully remote for the students since the school year began. Kelvin said reopening the district's secondary schools in the middle of a pandemic will not be an easy task, but they are moving forward with plans to do so. Adding, the district is committed to reopening the schools in the near future and will do so in a comprehensive manner. The Oswego Middle School would reopen first, with a tentative return date of February 22nd, right after the district winter recess break in February. The Oswego High School would return shortly after the middle school, with a planned reopening in early March. Elementary schools throughout the district are still planned to reopen with their in-person model on Monday, February 1st. Officials are asking parents or guardians with questions to contact their child's principal directly. On January 22nd, members of the New York State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation, or BCI, executed a search warrant at 85 Country Lane in Hannibal, New York. John P. Clark, age 42, from Fulton, New York, was arrested on 2 counts of promoting a sexual performance by a child, a Class D felony, and 2 counts of possession of a sexual performance by a child, a Class E felony. The arrest is the result of an investigation initiated after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children contacted the New York State Police Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, with a cyber tip reporting that someone at this residence was uploading and downloading child pornography via the internet. Clark was arraigned via Skype and released on pre-trial probation. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.